Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic food.
I'm with Clodagh Price, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Just a little bit about, you mentioned, Clodagh, you're here now 8 years. Where were you before?
I'm here nearly 10 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been through lots of very exciting times. And prior to here, I was in another hotel in Cavan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Steve Russell?
Yeah. Yes.
that would have been the only possibility,
yes,
from my point of view, of where somebody with your talents would have been.
Yeah.
So you got a nice grounding there.
Yeah. So when I moved to Cavan many years ago now, maybe 15 years
from?
Ago, I worked in London first for nearly six
in,
years.
In hospitality?
Yes.
Where?
Yeah. So I worked in the Cumberland Hotel, in Hyde Park.
That was part of Orient Express Hotels.
It was Forte, yeah, Rocco Forte's hotels many years
ago. Oh, the poor man lost his name, too.
Yeah,
that was
not
good.
Yeah, so it was a fantastic opportunity because it was a 1,000-bedroom hotel.
I remember there was a woman named Jill something. Oh, I could pick her out in a lineup, but I mm-hmm. can't think of her last name. She was the head of marketing, I guess, or sales or something, for Orient Express Hotels. And she used to come to visit me. In my last life, I was executive vice president of a one and a half billion dollar travel company. And I remember when she came to my office to introduce me to Orient Express Hotels. And Cumberland was way at the top of the list.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then I moved then to the Strand Palace, which was different, but just as big. And then I moved back to Ireland and went to work for UCD, so I managed their accommodation centres out, you know, during the summer period. And then I moved back to hotels then. Dublin City University.
University.
Yeah. So we sold the accommodation during the summer months to language schools and, you know,
various
different
things.
Well,
that's a really important point you bring up, because it's one of the things I say to people all the time. When you want to travel in the summer in Europe, this is truly high season Europe, because a high season period, because not only is, you know, every American on vacation sometime during the summer, but Europeans are on vacation in the summer and they travel like mad. And it can get pricey by the laws of supply and demand. There's more demand, fewer accommodations available. It's not going to be cheap. But there are ways that you can stay in places like, for instance, the University of Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That I know for sure, you know, lets out dormitory rooms. And there are other places, and the cost can be as little as like $10 a night. So, you know, if you are on a ridiculous budget that doesn't allow you to splurge on much, but you have wanderlust, take a look at colleges and universities. Because in holiday periods, often even over, you know, like Christmas and intercession breaks, they will let out rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that very inexpensive. Another inexpensive route is stay at monasteries. And they tend to be, it's an unusual experience, some of which are still living like the Middle Ages, so you'll be by candlelight at night and you won't have flush toilets. But, and you're going to get your water pumped at the well.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, it's a way to have an experience and be able to travel. So I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So how did you get to Cavan?
So then I went back to work at Dublin Airport in the hotel, which was a Forte, a post house at the time, and then that changed hands to Holiday Inn. And I'd worked primarily in business corporate hotels. So there was a job advertised in the Sleeve Russell, and it was kind of a leisure market. So I decided that I would go and move to Cavan for 2 years. And that would be it. I would go and do whatever I had to do then after that. And then I met my husband, who was from Cavan. And the rest, they say, is history. So I'm still here, okay, so many years later.
I'm going to ask the embarrassing question. Have you ever been to the County Cavan History Museum?
In Ballyjames Duff?
Right.
I have been once, which is not very good for all of my times in Cavan.
Well, no, I have to pin a medal on you, because you've actually been.
Oh.
Most people in Cavan have not.
No.
And most people in Ireland, who live in Ireland, have not. And most visitors have not. And part of the reason they have not is that nobody's knocking themselves out doing marketing in the place. And it is an amazing museum. Now, when were you there?
Oh, it was many years ago when I moved
to Cavan.
Well,
you have to go back.
So I have to go back, yeah.
No, you have to go back and take your children for one major reason. I don't know how much of the permanent exhibit has changed. Maybe a lot of it is the same. I mean, some of the things, the greatest impressions on me were the Percy French Room, where you can actually see manuscripts that he worked on where you see where he's crossed out something, notes or words or whatever, and you see his thinking process there on the paper where he was making changes to what he was composing. There's a vintage clothing room. I'd like to bring a dressmaker there and point and say, that and that and that, copy them, make them for me. Gorgeous dresses from the late 1800s, early 1900s. Yeah. Oh, my word. Just silk pumps with, white silk pumps with little, I don't remember what they're called. There's little embroidery knots where you wrap the embroidery thread around the needle and you poke it through the fabric and, and it comes out like the center of a rosebud on the shoes.
Yes.
Oh, hand-embroidered shoes. Man, that drove me nuts. The Lipton cup. Sir Thomas Lipton, Lipton tea,
yes.
was a Cavan man. And the Lipton cup, which was, I think, rugby cup, is this big silver urn. And they've got it there in that museum. But aside from all the other wonderments that are in the museum building itself, which is not like going to the Louvre or the Museum of Art in New York City, where if you try to do too much, you'll crawl out on your hands and knees like you've just been walking through the desert all day and you're dead. It's an easy-to-visit museum. Easiest way, take the elevator to the top floor and walk down. And floor by floor, marvelous. But when you go to the building, and this is why you have to go back, instead of going in the front doors of the building, walk to your left, about 50 feet, and they have recreated the trenches of World War One. Because many people, mostly men, but some women who were nurses and whatever, served in the military from Cavan in World War One in France. And they recreated the trenches of France. And honest to goodness, when you walk through there, you think you are in a war zone. It is the most incredible experience. Anybody with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, do not go. Do not go. That's your warning alert. Because you will hear the guns and the cannon, and the rifles, the cannon, people getting shot, screaming. You will feel the experience of being in a war zone. And it is remarkable. And they've got sandbags, only it's concrete inside the burlap. And you walk past the infirmary and the mess hall and barbed wire on the tops of the fencing and...
There was.
They did it because, you know, 1916. And they did it for 2016. That's, I guess, when we were there.
Yeah, two years ago.
So
my little boy, who's eight, wants to go, you know, but because we have an event here in Cavan called the Taste of Cavan, so it's like a food festival. It's kind of mirrors the Taste of Dublin. And they had a bit, you know, they had kind of a lot of the pictures and stuff up last year. So
how
I really
far
have
away
to go.
Do you live from it?
Oh, not very far. I've no excuse really not to go, to be honest with you. But
okay,
he has requested that he wants to go. So based on you reminding me about that, in the next few weeks we'll go. And I'll mail you to tell you that I've been.
All right. Well, Sabina Donahoe is the curator. So call over there. Tell her Stephanie Abrams is sending you along, that you live in the neighborhood. I'd love for you and for your son to meet her. This woman is a gold mine of information.
I think we actually got some pictures. You know, we have a history wall here. Did you see our history wall when
yes,
you walk
I did.
Over? So we got some of those images are from Ballyjamestuff Museum of the old house when it was many, many years ago. So we got some of that information.
Who is Jamestuff? Do we know?
I don't know. I should know that. I don't.
I don't either. We have to do some research and
yes.
find it out. It's the kind of thing you don't normally ask.
No.
So we'll have to...
We'll do some more.
I'll do some more
research and I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, that's good. I'd love to, because Ballyjamestuff, I mean, somebody was James Duff. So we got to dig him up
yes,
and find,
we have
out,
to find
why,
out more about
why
him.
It's named for him. So let's talk now. You found your way to Kevin yes. and ultimately to Farnham Estate. What mm-hmm. do you love best about Farnham Estate?
What I love about Farnham Estate is it's just its uniqueness. You know, we're set on 1,300 acres. We have beautiful woodlands. We have our own lake 2 kilometres from the hotel. I suppose then our unique selling points really are our pool area. You know, so we have our indoor and our outdoor pool. And as you said earlier on, it's all
swim
weather.
In and
so
out
you can
one to the other, it's
yeah.
phenomenal.
So you can swim in the summer, you can swim in the wintertime. And it's great here to see people, number one, out in the winter, but number two, to see Irish people staying here in Ireland. And they can sit outside the pool and, you know, it's kind of like their own little mini break to a European destination in the good weather, you know.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
How are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove through Killybegs, Kilcarry, and Kildare?
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In Glacamora, is that willow?
You know, there's kind of a tradition in Ireland that I don't know anybody in the U.S. does this sort of thing, but I think it's brilliant, and I'd love to see it catch on. Mm-hmm. But there appears to be a kind of girls' breakaway after Christmas, after a kind of reward for all the intensity of effort, time, labor, shopping, wrapping presents, cooking dinners, preparing for family in a thousand and one ways. And in so many places we have visited during the Christmas New Year's period, and we've done this the last 9 years. And there's one other Christmas, New Year's early on in 2002, 2003. We were in Ireland for Christmas, New Year's, but the last 9 years we've been every year. And everywhere we go, I bump into groups of women who are sisters, nieces, daughters, mothers and daughters, mm-hmm. aunts and cousins and whatever, who get their breakaway from the men in the family.
That's it.
And they leave husbands and children and significant others behind. And the girls go off to relax and have some fun after the insanity that December brings with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was grand to be here and, you know, meeting the woman who used to live in Cavan, who now lives in England, coming home for the holiday, off with her sister and her niece, here in the indoor and outdoor portions mm-hmm. of the pool. And, it's, you know, I felt like a dolphin swimming from, or a salmon maybe, swimming from the indoor pool to the outdoor pool and back. It was very cool.
Yeah. I suppose people, for us here, what we want to see is people come in, they relax, you know, and the idea is that they you know, we kind of have a tagline, rest, relax and renew. So when you come here to Farnham Estate, the idea is that you don't have to leave. So if you don't like the spa, we have beautiful 11 kilometres of beautiful walks. And if you don't like the walks, we have the golf. You know, so there's something for everybody here.
Or maybe you like all of it and you do it in rotation.
Well, that's it, exactly. Exactly, yes, indeed, indeed.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come right back, wrap up this hour with Clodagh Price, the Director of Sales and Marketing at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Check out their website, farnhamestate.ie. You'll find a link in the show notes at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here. I have the pleasure of the company of Clodagh Price, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. We have so much to talk about, but first I want to talk more about you. First of all, what does Clodagh mean?
Clodagh is actually a river in Tipperary, so there's no Irish meaning to it, but it is a river.
So who in your family was from Tipperary?
There wasn't anybody that I'm aware of. They just liked it. It was a very unusual name when I was born, so... When I was younger, I didn't particularly like the name, but I like it now because it's so unusual. So
yeah,
it's quite unique.
I'm glad you grew past the...
I got out of the... Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I wanted to be called Christine or, you know, something. Something that was something, I thought was normal at the time.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's nice
more
to...
typical.
Have, yes, but it's nice to have...
Very nice to be atypical.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. So my sisters, they have Irish names as well. So
like what?
There's a Niamh and an Aisling.
Oh, hold on. Niamh. N-A-I-M-B-H?
N-A-I-M-H. Very good.
Oh, close.
Yes.
I was close.
You were nearly there.
You know, that's probably the biggest challenge for me, is not looking at how names are spelled. Because once I see the name spelled, I have tremendous difficulty pronouncing it correctly. Do you know Paul O'Connella?
Yes.
He writes for the Irish Independent.
Yes,
he's the travel writer person. I've actually had him on the air with me. And if things go right, I'm going to be meeting him next Friday.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes,
brilliant. He would like to get together with me.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to interview me.
Oh.
And I want to interview him.
Very
so
good.
We're going to do this double thing here.
Very good.
And, you know, I've never met him. We've spoken on the phone 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when Trivago came out with the top 20 hotels in the Republic of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that. They simultaneously came out with the top 20 hotels in Northern Ireland. Somebody in Northern Ireland emailed me a link and said, have a look at this. And I looked at it and I said, except for three hotels that absolutely should have been on that list that were.
Mm-hmm.
One that a lot of people love and I can't understand why. I wouldn't recommend it to... I wouldn't put my dog there, personally,
okay.
But a lot of people love it. I don't understand why. Not for me.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
Through Killybegs, Kilkerry, and Kildare, how are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away?
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turn into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
For more travel talk, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to welcome you to another hour of traveling with me. How cool is that? I'm so glad you get to come along with me. I'm going to get you your own suitcase because you're starting to crowd out my suitcase being in there, but I'm going to get you your own suitcase and pack you away, take you with me everywhere we go. And right now, we are in Cavan, in County Cavan, Ireland, at the Farnham Estate. This is a place I haven't been to in a few years now, and it was time to come back and catch up because there have been some changes and rebranding and all for the better. This is a really special place that I have always been smitten by, and I'm very happy to be back here. I want to remind you that you need to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts where you'll find every show for 52 weeks posted for your downloading pleasure so you can take us along with you wherever you go. And at sabrams.com and also at travelers411.com because everything's tied together by one search engine, you'll be able to find the archived audio of every show we've ever done going back to 2002 when we first went on the air. And they said it wouldn't last. They could be right yet. Have you been catching up with my new TV show? Oh, you have to do that. 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I count backwards across America. Not just backwards to Los Angeles, but keep going backwards to Honolulu, Maui, Lanai, and Molokai. Can you believe that? So if you're going on a holiday, when it's 5 p.m. in New York on Sundays, you want to find the TV channel that is broadcasting Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And we've been to some nifty places so far and shared some wonderful experiences with you. And if you go to my blog, sabrams.com/blog, you'll find a link that will take you over to where we are posting the TV shows after they have broadcast. So if you miss something, you can catch up with it. Share it with your friends. So I want to take you off to visit a really enchanted place. Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Clearly something for everybody. Even for people like me who are not spa goers and don't play golf. I love this place. You're going to learn why after this.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
I'm delighted to be in what looks like could easily have been the dining room of the original mansion, but maybe it was a bedroom. I'm going to have to find out. Here at Farnham Estate, which is a really interesting place from the point of view of merging modern, contemporary hotel resort experience with that mansion, castle-y kind of experience that I love. And if you're lucky enough that the dates you are traveling allow for you to stay in the mansion part of the house, because there are clearly fewer bedrooms there than there are in the rest of the contemporary buildings that they've created on the property, you've got the best of both worlds. And I know so many people One comes to mind in particular, and you know who you are. You out there on Marco Island, who said to me, I live on Marco Island, where, that's in Florida for those of you who don't know, where everything is new. I don't like old. Okay, then you know what? You can be very happy in Farnham Estate too, because you can stay in the new contemporary side of the accommodations and enjoy all of the features and benefits of being in a very modern hotel. I have finally gotten into a suite in the mansion side, and I am just thrilled. And so Clodagh Price, who is the director of sales and marketing here at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort in County Cavan, Ireland, is with me. I can't tell you how happy I am. What a wonderful accommodation that is. How many accommodations are there in the mansion side of Farnham Estate?
We have 8 suites in Farnham Estate, in the house, and then we have 4 modern suites then on the in the contemporary part of the hotel.
And how many accommodations are there in the contemporary side?
So we have 146 rooms in total in the contemporary, and then we have 8 suites then in Farnham House.
You know, it always seemed to me that this was the ideal place for a wedding because it's small enough to take the place over, and still it has the opportunity for the bride and groom who want the fairy tale experience in the mansion, and all the guests to be accommodated as well, and almost have that separateness of, I don't have to be here with 150 rooms worth of guests the whole time of this destination wedding event, because maybe the parents of the bride, the parents of the groom, you know, the best man couple, the bridesmaid people could easily be in the mansion, and all the guests in the contemporary side, and you've kind of got 2 parties going on at the same time that merge when they want to and have their own away space when they'd like to be separate. It's very cool. Do you find that brides and grooms react that way?
Yeah, I suppose the beauty about having your wedding here, as you say, is that the parties can be split, but that our ballroom is a self-contained area. So it doesn't impact on any other guests that are staying in the hotel, but it also gives the bride and groom that feeling of it being their own space. It's their own, you know, it's they're on their own. They have nobody else over there. So it's a self-contained area, and it's we just do one wedding per
day. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's just across the lawn here. So it's a fabulous space that overlooks Farnham Lawn. And we have our drinks reception area that overlooks Farnham Lawn, and then our ballroom in behind that.
I've never been in there. We're going to take care
so
of
I'm
that
going to
on
take
this trip.
Yes, most definitely.
On this trip,
yes.
We'll make our way. I'll tell you where I have been. I can't tell you how many years ago it was. I'll have to go digging back. It's got to be maybe 7 years ago, I'm going to say. We were here for New Year's Eve. We were here the 29th, 30th, 31st of January, of December, and then January 1st we moved out. Or maybe it was the 2nd. I remember being in the swimming pool in your leisure center. We'd say leisure center, but okay. We'd also spell it E-R, not R-E, at the end of center. Can you spell funny over here? And the pool, you've got the indoor, marvelously heated pool, which makes me very happy because I can't do the ease into the water routine. I can also not do the jump into the cold water routine. This is not for me. But when you get in the pool, there's an area where there's an opening in the pool, and there's this acrylic piece across, and you swim under this acrylic piece, and you're on the outside,
yes,
in the heated pool. It was December 31. And I don't know if you know these people. How long are you here now, Claire?
I am here since 2008, so I'm here nearly 10 years.
All right. There was a girl, I want to say her name was Moira. this is completely from memory, so I don't know if I'm right or not. Mm-hmm. I think her name was Moira. She worked in the spa. December 31st, whatever year that was her last day, and she was moving to Australia. She came for New Year's Eve weekend mm-hmm. with her mom and her aunt who lives in Oxford, England. And the three of them and I, we were brave enough to swim under this little acrylic flap out into December 31 in Ireland. Now, I know most of my listeners are thinking, well, December 31 in Ireland, what are you doing outside in a swimming pool unless you're one of those Germans or Danish people who go run into the Atlantic Ocean on New Year's Day? Mm-hmm. Crazy people from my point of view, but we won't go there.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The pop season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The Pop season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hello, Matt Simonson at Hotel 1000 in beautiful downtown Seattle. Here to tell you a little bit about what luxury means to us. True luxury is about anticipatory service and a seamless guest experience. But to us, luxury also means value. Since our opening in 2006, we've included as much as possible in the room rate. This means no nickel and diming. Our guests enjoy complimentary high-speed internet access throughout the hotel with extra broadband, so you can bring as many devices as you'd like. Sparkling wine at check-in, your choice of newspaper. Complimentary coffee served in the lobby and library, as well as Keurigs in each guest room. A business center with color printer and delicious Mighty O donuts in our studio every morning. Go to our Facebook page now and like us for a chance to win an overnight stay and other great prizes. Or visit us at Hotel1000Seattle.com to plan your next visit to the Emerald City. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
With St. Patrick's Day around the corner, I thought it would be a good idea to do a couple of things. One having to do with the trail leading to County Cavan and Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. And the other having to do with getting to Ireland. There are some very good times to fly and find, generally, have no trouble finding a seat. and finding a seat at a price you're willing to pay. One of those days is March 17th. Another is December 25th and December 31st or January 1st. For the most part, people in general want to be where they're going to be celebrating by the day when things are going on. So you will often find in the days, maybe 3 or 4 days before St. Patrick's Day, and the 2 or 3 or 4 days after St. Patrick's Day, the airfare from the U.S. to Ireland or from Ireland to the U.S., because a lot of people in Ireland go to Philadelphia or New York or Boston or Chicago or someplace else for St. Patrick's Day. In fact, when we are in Ireland around St. Patrick's Day, most of the people we know and love in Ireland are either already in the States or headed that way. We pass each other in the air. But the funny thing is, people want to be at the destination on March 17th or on Christmas Day or on either December 31st or January 1st. Most of the time, December 31st. You will often find the plane reservation level low, and by the laws of supply and demand, tickets are cheaper. And I can tell you, last year we flew back from Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, and the fare one way from Dublin to Boston, or I remember maybe we flew into Hartford. Yeah, they were priced about the same. It wouldn't have mattered. But we paid something like around $250 per person for that one-way leg. Had we flown the 16th of March, the fare was $800 and something one-way per person. And the day before that, it was $600 or $700 one way per person. The day after St. Patrick's Day, the 18th of March, it was around $600 a person. But on St. Patrick's Day, it was $250. And I was just as happy to fly back because there was a very festive, if you've ever flown on a flight on New Year's Eve or Christmas Day or St. Patrick's Day, it's like a party in the air. Everybody is very jovial, including the flight attendants, which isn't something you see too often anymore. But the more remarkable part is how inexpensive it was to fly on that day. And when you fly from Europe, particularly you're flying from Dublin or Shannon, you'll land on the East Coast somewhere around 2 in the afternoon, depending on which city you're flying from, which flight you're on. If you're flying out at 8:30 in the morning or 11:30 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. But you'll get back midday to early afternoon, which means on St. Patrick's Day, we were able to catch up with the people we wanted to celebrate with in Massachusetts. And that was cool. So, even in the thick of things, when, you know, you start hearing about high airfares around the holiday period, look at flying on the holiday date. Because when you fly on the holiday date, you often find the planes are relatively low occupancy, and therefore the fares tend to be quite reasonable. Find the reasons to go, not the reasons to stay home. I'm so glad you joined us today.
We're flying high.
For a flying honeymoon, they say, come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.